Coming to you from the kitchen slash podcast studio on the south coast of England in Brighton, this is the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge Podcast, your go-to hub for no-nonsense content and absolutely no false promises of passive incomes or getting rich quick. So settle in and join your host, Des Hamilton, to find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich. Sponsored by Cellaramp, sourcing analysis simplified.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge Podcast with me, your host, your man, your geezer in the kitchen, Des Hamilton. Thank you once again to our sponsors, Cellaramp SaaS. Lovely to have you on board. This week is part two of our Print On Demand special. For those of you that don't know, I've been building up my various income streams for the last year and a half, starting with that fabled £200 back in September 2022. When Liz Truss was having bants with the country. So what I wanted to do was build a whole host of side hustles. One of those, when I was in my research phase, was print on demand. The idea of designing something, slapping it on a t-shirt, letting someone else deal with all of the fulfillment while your customers worldwide were just plucking your designs out of the sky blue air and buying them. Now, what I quickly realized when I was very naive and wet behind the ears myself is that it was very hard to get into. And I hadn't learned the business chops, quite frankly, that Amazon FBA has been teaching me in the last 18 months. So I am ready now to give it another go. And I've been doing it with a sponsored deal from Printify so that I know that I can give myself the best opportunity. I've given myself a deadline. I've given myself a business plan. And I've gone about it in a way now, the same way that I went about Amazon selling, that I know should work if the gods are with me. Big, big part of that was reaching out to a mentor and buying a mentor program. And this is where our guest comes in, because as you'll know, last week, Ben is the guy that I reached out to, DM'd him. I said, hello, mate, lovely to talk to you. I'd love to learn more about the print-on-demand model. Why don't you come onto my podcast? Oh, and by the way, I'd love to buy your course. So we are now into this mentee-mentor relationship. Ben is fantastic at teaching me what I need to do correctly. And it's also what I'm sharing on my TikTok and Instagram channels as a realistic version of what a print-on-demand business could look like in the first 3 months. That's essentially where we are at the moment. In real life, obviously, I'm a couple of weeks ahead of what I'm doing with my posts. So actually, I found my niche. I know what designs I'm doing. I'm in the process of building my first, let's call it a dozen products off the back of it. Really exciting stuff. But stay tuned. I'll keep you posted. Also, you may have heard me reference Instagram. I don't reference it that much, but it's starting to like the... My big news this week is that I've shot up from something like 500 followers, which is massively disproportionate to the 70,000 I've managed to grow on TikTok. All of a sudden, things seem to be getting a little bit better. I have shot somehow to 3,500 on Instagram, and I can't be happier. I really can't. I'm so happy. Let's just hope that train keeps on rolling. Right, let's get into the interview with Ben. Last week, we covered Ben's journey. We went from him being a wet behind the ears person himself in college, throwing himself into graphic design, and then falling into the print-on-demand model and evolving as it went. We can all be confident when we say this, and I'm not saying it out of bitterness or sour grapes. A few years ago, things were easier in e-commerce. We are joining it where competition is more rife, where you have to compete using different methods, different innovations than we would have done 3 to 4 years ago. That's not to say that we're late. No, no, no. We are still ridiculously early on this journey. Ridiculously early. But you have to get started as soon as you possibly can. Because once you're in it, you are riding that wave, man. And you stay on top of it and you stay ahead of trends. But if you keep burying your head in the sand and thinking, too late, too late, too late, too late, you're never going to start. And that negative voice is destructive. Why not tell yourself, you know what, it's actually early in this digital age. If I get started now, then we are rolling. That's all I'm going to say about that. And we'll save the rest for the tip of the week. In the meantime, enjoy the interview. It's a beauty. See you on the other side. Rolling.
A lot of people just see a t-shirt and go, okay, we can do a single design for it. But what you can actually do is offer customization options. You can actually charge more for that, even though you can get to a point where it's not going to take you any more time to process that order. You can charge more for just thinking outside the box and doing what most people won't. And that's what I really like about print on demand. It's very accessible, which is a good and a bad thing, because I think when it comes to things like Amazon, you have to, at least with private label and things like that, it takes a little bit more time to understand and how to properly structure a listing and things like that. And it's not just upload a product, it will start selling, even though the Amazon market is bigger. It's accessible, which is good. But at the same time, if you don't put the research in, you're just going to be another seller that's not making many sales. As long as you can use sort of a higher level of thinking, it's a very good market to go into.
I'm glad you drew that out. The comparisons between print on demand and private label, it all comes down into, you can call it innovation, but it's not even innovation, is it? It's just a case of thinking differently to what everyone else is doing. And it doesn't mean much. It can be a tweak.
Yeah.
And it just stands you out. And it's the same with private label and the same with selling on Etsy. What's really important for this chat is to draw out the fact that print on demand, you might as well call it Etsy selling. I think that there is so much emphasis on Etsy, and I think that gets lost because everyone uses other terms and we talk about other software stuff, but you've got to master Etsy to sell on Etsy, haven't you?
I mean, you can definitely take customers away from Etsy. So I've sort of experimented with starting my own Shopify stores off the back of an Etsy store. But just when in terms of like marketing and things, it's so much harder to drive customers to that. And obviously Etsy, you already have the customer base. It's just about drawing people's attention. Like I said, Shopify is a different kettle of fish, essentially, because you're creating an audience rather than just trying to attract an audience.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I sell on Amazon as well. If you want a branded product, you would likely search on Amazon. If you want something that's not necessarily branded, you naturally go to Etsy, don't you?
Yeah.
So you're kind of leveraging the market that's already there. If you're going down the Shopify route, you need to find a way to drive the traffic from there to specifically you, which could be really lucrative. But what I've found in all of these business models that I've tried over the last couple of years, so many of them are dependent on traffic, whether that is paid advertising or free marketing in social media. If you can't find a way to drive people to a Shopify store, you've got to use one of the bigger platforms, haven't you?
Yeah. So I would always say start with Etsy, and you can definitely bring customers from previous customers, to your Shopify store. Mm. So I would offer a discount or something to drive them to my website. And obviously you'll benefit from lower fees and things like that. But personally, I don't find the Etsy fees to be astonishing compared to, like, let's say Amazon, which is 30% off the bat plus advertising costs and whatever else on top.
Yeah, and eBay,
Yeah, it's really not that bad just to keep customers on Etsy if you want to. But if you can create a whole new audience and bring them over to your Shopify store, then definitely go for it. There's no disadvantage to doing that.
Right then, let's get into the services you offer as well as your print-on-demand business. Your coaching program, for example, which I've said before, I'm a part of. Talk us through how you started that and what motivated you to go, you know what, there's value I can offer.
So it just come from a point of seeing other people on TikTok provide information that wasn't necessarily false, but it was just leading people down the wrong path. Luckily, compared to Amazon sellers and things like that, there's a lot less information online, which could be seen as better or worse, depending on what that information is. But yeah, like a lot of things like Forex, Amazon, you always get people that are just driving revenue from their ebooks and courses. But obviously, you can see the sellers that are genuine and they're making a lot of money from Amazon, Etsy, whatever else, that don't really care too much about moving their mentor plan. So I don't actively advertise it. Yes, it's in my bio, but I don't mention it at any point. And I think that's sort of the good thing about it. If people want to find it, they will.
Yeah.
You're not trying to attract just a mass audience. You're finding people that are genuinely interested in starting something new. And sort of the videos that I do on TikTok just act as not a safety net for people, but listen to what I'm saying and then listen to what somebody else is saying. I might not be 100% correct. People might take things a certain way and other people might give better information about sort of certain points on Etsy. But from a print on demand perspective, I think I'm very good at sort of what I do. And I understand a lot of sort of what goes into becoming a print on demand seller.
I completely echo that. It was what drew me to you. find someone that you resonate with, find someone that you can listen to and go, I actually trust that this person knows what they're talking about. They're providing enough value for free to let me know that they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And I can then invest in them as well. Because you get so many people that will tell you how easy it is. You don't want the people to tell you how easy it is. You want the people to tell you how hard it is.
Yeah.
You know? So what does your coaching involve?
So it's a 12-week plan. It consists of anywhere between 4 to 6 one-hour sessions. If you need more time, that's completely fine. It's all inclusive. I'm not going to charge on top for it. It depends what level you're going in at. I get a lot of people that have no understanding and it takes a little bit longer to sort of train that person up. Or some people come in with a store and they're already selling. They're just looking to take it to that next step.
Right.
So it really does depend on sort of what level of the spectrum you're on, because I've dealt with sellers that are selling anywhere between 50 and 100 times a month, which is pretty decent if you're somewhat new. And then it's just about almost a consultancy service at that point, where it's just showing them what they're potentially missing out on with titles, descriptions, maybe their images are bad or something like that. Or like I said, you can go in as a complete novice and I provide all the information that you sort of need to get started from the very beginning, how to set your store up. There are specific settings that I would change straight off the bat to make sure that you're protected against other sellers. But yeah, so it's 12 weeks of support throughout the whole thing. You can break your sessions up into however you want. I like to leave sort of a week or two in between, so you've actually got time to understand and learn, rather than just piling on information every couple of days. You're not really understanding what happened from one call to the next.
Yeah.
So as it is me telling you how to do things, it is also letting you go a little bit and experiment. With Etsy, the good thing about it is if you're creating items, it's 20p to list an item. And if it's print on demand, the only thing you're losing is your time you're putting into designing something.
Yeah.
So as long as you have got that time and you can put that bit of energy into creating products, go and test things out. There's no harm in doing it. And in 2 weeks, we'll come back for another session, see what you've got. I'll tell you what you could be doing better. And then from that point, you move on to the next step. You've got this bit more knowledge and then you can advance your skills. And hopefully by the end of it, and I think 90% of the people that have gone through my program have created successful and sustainable stores.
Amazing. Have you got any particular success stories that you're proud of?
Yeah, so I had a man, it must have been 6 or 7 months ago now, starting with me. He didn't, from my point of view, he didn't really seem like he was taking information in sort of from the first week. But then after a couple of weeks, it's just like something switched in him. And he almost just understood, okay, this is what I need to do. I always go through and sort of break down, look, if you're making £10 a t-shirt, if you can get 30 one a day for a month, that's an extra £300 that you didn't have before. Right. Legwork on that is not a lot.
No.
And then all of a sudden, when people start hearing them figures, it just switches something in them. So he was getting to a point, and I think he's still selling quite well now, where he's doing like 5 to 10 sales a day, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's an extra £1,500 a month.
Mate, you ask anyone on the street what an extra £1,500 could do for him. That's life-changing stuff. And how does that make you feel, by the way?
I love it. I think for a lot of people that do sort of the content that we do, they always say, oh, I just really like helping people. And for me, at my age, it's almost sort of I've got to learn as well. So not in a selfish way, but I have got to take time for myself.
Yeah.
But if I'm able to help people along the way, and realistically, it's only taken me 5 hours of face-to-face with them to generate their income or a little bit more on top, then it's just an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it really is. What are some of the common misconceptions when it comes to print on demand or what you do?
That it is easy. To a degree, like I've said before, it is easy once you've got sort of your formats and your processes set in place. But from face value, like with a lot of my videos, okay, this month I made £8,000. Cool. I break that down into what the products are, how much I've spent on advertising and things like that.
Yeah.
And people think you can just almost jump into them sales figures and then that's just them sorted. They can grow from that point. But there is a lot of legwork that goes into it, whether that just be the way you're designing, the research that's going into all these niches that you're looking at, It does take time, but compared to other business models, it is fairly easy.
Yeah. And again, same with private label, right? You put in the dog work early.
Yeah.
And then once something's launched, when something's gone live, it's just an hour or two. But you work hard at the initial concept. And exactly right. It's because of there's a sea of people out there telling the world that it's easy. So when someone goes, oh, hang on a minute, it's not very easy, all of a sudden you're the bad guy. Whoa. No.
Yeah.
But it works, right? And
the good thing is, I think for the majority of the people that's come through the program, they do understand that there is work involved. I think for people that just view my content online, they might think, oh, it's easy from that. But it is those people that take that next step that realize, okay, there is some work involved. There's obviously, I'm paying for this service. There must be something more involved that costs that much money.
It's a good shout. And I think, again, using your content as a screening exercise, they would know that you're the person that can actually give them a realistic view as well.
Yeah.
So let's say someone's listening to this and they go, you know what, I'm going to have a go at print on demand. What advice would you give them as brand new starters?
It's definitely hard because time is a massive factor that plays into this, especially at the beginning. Like we said, it does take time at the very beginning to sort of just put into research. And with things like that, you don't necessarily see results straight away.
No.
Which for a lot of people that don't come from sort of a business background is hard to understand, that you can't just put £200-300 into a course and then straight away the same month you're going to be making money. It does require work. But definitely go through all the videos that I've got on my channel. It's all free. You're not paying for it anything by just doing that. And then from there you can see if it's something that you do want to pick up. And something that I've always, if somebody's always DM me or something like that, I've always said, get the ebook first. It's £15. You can sort of do the majority of things at a basic level through that. If you're then still interested, or you're maybe getting in a couple of sales from that ebook, then go to the next step, reach out to me again. We'll see what we can do. You might not need a full program. You might want a one or two calls, which is obviously going to be less money, but still as valuable for them people. It does depend on the person, but for the majority of people, I would say just watch my content to start with and see what else you can find online for free.
So if you're looking into, we call it a side hustle, I hate that phrase, it's not, it's a second business, it's another income stream. If you're looking into another opportunity, print on demand, the overwhelming benefits of print on demand is that you can start it with a very, very, very small amount of money.
Yes.
But again, it comes with everything. So the reason I like Amazon FBA as an arbitrage level is because you could start it with a little bit of money. You would need more for Amazon than you would do print on demand, but you get your results after 2-3 weeks after sending something in, once it sells and you know what's coming back. You're right. You need a bit of a leap of faith in terms of time invested on print on demand. But if you haven't got much startup money and you're looking to make money through the internet, there is no better opportunity than print on demand to make some money a couple of months down the line.
Yeah, 100%. And you're not going to be seeing thousands of pounds a month to start with. But like I said at the beginning, it didn't take me long. By the Christmas of the same year, I made an £8,000 month.
Yeah.
And because of that Christmas rush, I now know every single Christmas I can sort of prepare myself for that. And last Christmas, I'd done exactly the same figures, which might be seen as good or bad because I haven't grown year on year. Still getting an £8,000 month.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, an extra £8,000 over even over a year, that's money that they can put towards a holiday. Not everyone wants to keep investing their money and turning it into another business, etc.
Absolutely right.
That bit of extra money for a lot of people can go a long way.
At Christmas, my God.
Exactly.
Wow. Four kids. You give me £8,000 at Christmas and I'll love you forever. That's unbelievable. But if you want to make £8,000 on Amazon, you need to be putting in about £20,000 worth of inventory.
Yeah.
So it's to do it with that little amount of money is just incredible. I love it. That's the benefits then. So what challenges do you find surprise new starters?
I'd say it's hard to pinpoint certain things. Apart from time, I don't think there's really anything that you can give a disadvantage for print on demand for, like we've been through already. The startup costs are so minimal. The only thing that you're investing to start with is your time.
Yeah.
There's no, obviously there's a bit of research, but then that comes under time again. There's no real outlays that you're doing to start with.
When does advertising kick in?
It depends. Sometimes you don't have to. As long as your listings are optimized enough, I've found in the past that actually just not advertising my listings works better in certain situations. Maybe sort of around Christmas time, I would agree that scaling up PPC campaigns, even on Etsy, is worth doing. But it's very possible just trying to capture the organic audience through SEO on your listings.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a PPC campaign. Do you put any money up front, or do you just turn it on and then get billed later?
Yeah, so you get billed, I think it's every single day. So at the end of the day, they'll bill you for it.
Okay.
But if you've got money in your account sitting, it comes out of that. So with Amazon PPC, it comes out your bank. It doesn't come out your balance.
Yeah.
So if you're consistently making sales, even though the money might take 3 days to process, which is another benefit to Etsy, it's a very short time to get your money back. It just comes out of your balance already. So you're not putting in, say, £200-£300 on a debit card every single month. You never sort of see you're paying for ads. As long as they're profitable and you are making sales, you'll never see that you're spending money, essentially.
Yeah, and you do it right, you're only going to be targeting ads on things that you know are going to sell as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
But
the Etsy ad platform is quite limited, in my opinion, compared to things like Amazon PPC. In a certain way, that does work better for newer sellers, because I think Amazon PPC is a lot harder to understand and create campaigns that are profitable.
So moving on to the future, what do you see in your future? Where do you see your business going? Or are you just taking it month by month and investing in what opportunities come your way?
For Etsy, it's very much month by month. The first couple of months of this year haven't been great for my sales. They've still been all right. I can't complain at all. But because of my other income sources with Amazon, like crypto, I don't really call that an income. It's more of a gamble. and things like that. That's more what I'm building into the future and want to sustain. Print on demand is something that's just fueling that for now. And then hopefully build something bigger in the future.
That's great. And where do you see print on demand growing in the next couple of years? Or have you even considered that?
So I think for the most part, it will just somewhat stay the same. Obviously, niches will change all the time based on what trending products there are. You can always keep up with that. You always consistently make sales. I think the thing that's possibly going to change is with the use of AI. AI at the moment's massive, and you can use it for multiple factors like creating designs and things like that. But there's no real tools at the moment for Etsy that completely automate the process of creating products. So I think there will be a point where the AI will be able to understand trending products, understand what products look good, and then completely format and upload a listing. And I think at that point, it's going to sort of take away from smaller sellers. Like, I would still, I think, come under the category of a smaller seller compared to some people bringing in, say, 10 to 15,000 sales a month on a massive product range that they've got.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, isn't it? I think we are so early in AI. It feels like it hasn't got anywhere near its growth potential yet before they start refining it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There seems to be a new AI company on a new niche jumping out all over the place.
100%, yeah.
And I think, after a while, and we could be talking 20-odd years, things will start to consolidate and start to refine themselves.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it's going to be really, really interesting to see how it goes. Let's wrap it up then, mate. So looking back on what you've done, anything that you think, I wish I did that differently?
Understanding processes sooner. Like I said, at the very beginning, it was just very much, okay, this product looks like it's doing well. Let's upload it. Let's not worry too much about your tags, your titles, descriptions, etc. Sort of only doing a couple of listings every other day, where now I give the information to people. Set a goal for how many you want to create over a month and then just stick to that. If you can better it, great, but always try and create a realistic goal for that month. And I think creating processes from early on will definitely help anyone in any sort of business as well. It's not even just Etsy. You'll really be able to scale something and grow something that's valuable for both yourself and the business in general.
Couldn't agree more, mate. Always comes back to goal setting. Get your goals in place and then figure out your path to get there. Yeah. And that in itself is a process. So I completely agree. Where can we find you? I'll put every link tag in the show notes as well.
For the most part, it would be TikTok, just Sellology on TikTok. And then if you want to buy anything from me, not saying you have to, it's not a sales pitch. You can go at my Stan store, which is linked within the bio, or just give me a message if there's any questions you've got on print on demand, Amazon, anything really. I'm always available to sort of help. I might not be the quickest at replying, but I will get round to every single person that asks a question to me.
Good job. And any final thoughts or advice for anyone that's listening?
Once again, just stick to processes, put them in place. It works for anything. If you're just listening for the sole purpose of trying to understand a new business model or get some information and advice for your own, just stick to your goals, plan your processes. And I think for anyone in any business, that's going to be very beneficial.
Totally agree. Ben, thank you so much for coming on. We'll definitely have you back on to talk about your Amazon journey. And I have no doubt people are going to be reaching out to you to talk about print on demand, because I think this is a massive opportunity.
Thanks for having me on. It's been great.
And there it is, the part two episode of the Print on Demand series with Ben. I hope you found that as enlightening as I did, because when you're in the chat with Ben and he's transparent and he's confident in the way that he says things and he knows that his methods work, how can you not get swept up in the fact that this is a model that you can start for relatively low money? Because all of the software's out there, you don't have to pay to sign up for them. Printify, for example, there's a free version. You can get on Canva and design things for free. You can use Etsy, and Etsy won't charge you until you sell something. So why not get started on this? But you do it with the mindset that you might not see results straight away. This is so important, because with Amazon selling, you do see results within the first 3 to 4 weeks. It will take longer than that to see results on a print-on-demand exercise, and you will be putting in a lot of work. You'll be second-guessing yourself. Is this design any good? Should I outsource my designs? Should I be looking further into researching my niche? So it does take the next level of resilience mentally. With that in mind, let's get to the tip of the week. Tip of the week. Whether it's Etsy selling, Amazon selling, drop shipping, affiliate marketing, social media growth, for God's sake, can you just be kinder to yourself? We all know that there is a world of get-rich-quick schemes and this constant messaging that selling on the internet is a doddle. All you got to do is X, Y, Z. We all know that's a lie. Why is it when we do finally start, we're disheartened in a couple of weeks because I've only got 200 views on a post, because I've only got £4.50 when I sold that one item on Amazon? Why is it, oh, I've signed up something on Etsy, but it didn't work? Go easy on yourself. It's far too easy to say, this game isn't for me, I've never done this. And then you get back into your old lane, because that's your comfort lane. And that's the thing that's always kept you going to the place where you currently are. Where the fact is, the place where you currently are isn't good enough, because you wouldn't be looking for second income streams, would you? So remember why you did it. Remember that the challenge is the bit that's exciting. Remember that every single person that's ever done this was in your shoes once. They failed, they got impatient, but they kept going and they were kind to themselves and they took it as fun. And I can't emphasize this enough. You're designing something from scratch using software that wasn't out before that allows you to be a designer. And then Etsy allows you to put them out there to the world with a view to market them. If that isn't fun, I don't know what else can be. But for the love of God, go easy on yourself and be realistic with what could be achieved in a short space of time, will you? Tip of the week. That's the end of the print-on-demand theme for the foreseeable future. I really like stepping into that world, and I think what I'd like to do is go further into other e-commerce streams, see what other perspectives are out there. With that in mind, we've got some guests coming up in the next 2 to 3 weeks that are going to be really interesting and outside of the usual Amazon realm. Over the next 2 weeks, really, really, really excited about this one. We've got Lydia. Lydia is a manifestation and a confidence coach. So if you're looking for a mindset series of podcast episodes to watch, get involved with the next 2 weeks, because this chat was unreal. We had such a great time and she has changed my perspective completely on how I should be looking at the law of attraction and manifestation and affirmations. It's no lie when I say to you, before I started talking to her, my Instagram was at 500. The things that we talked about and the practices that I put in place after that, we are shooting up to the moon. I'll leave you with that. I'll see you next week. Spread the word, everyone. We're back in the charts, by the way. That's always good news, isn't it? Right? So keep doing what you're doing. I'll keep trying to cut these into shorter episodes. And in the meantime, have a lovely week. Ta-da.
You've been listening to the 200 to 100,000 pounds challenge podcast. Be sure to join us next time for more real talk and undoubtedly terrible jokes as Des gets ever more closer to saying goodbye poor, hello rich. Sponsored by Stellaam. Sourcing analysis simplified. Hey. Just a little reminder that this podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only. It cannot and does not constitute any form of financial advice. We know things are tough for a lot of people right now, so if you need assistance organising your money, please seek the help of a qualified financial advisor. And if it's all getting a bit too stressful, please make sure you talk to someone. Remember, you are not alone.